Nick Findler was just like any other young 20-something. He finished college and wasn't sure what to do next. Nuclear energy is slowly becoming more and more popular, with some hoping for what's called the nuclear renaissance.
So it was a number of years ago, I was doing quite a bit of research on nuclear, and I'd had some friends and some family members talking about it in a pretty negative light, right? So I wanted to find out how negative it really was. And you look at countries like France. So France is one of the world leaders in nuclear. About 80% of their energy mix is actually derived from nuclear. They have not only the cheapest, but the cleanest energy in all the world, right? You look at, Germany, which is supposed to be this green haven, right? France is half of the carbon emissions per person that Germany is. So it's really a great way to make clean energy. And I saw this opportunity after Fukushima hit that, we just had this decimated industry where, just about every company had died.
Events like Fukushima and Chernobyl were devastating, but they were anomalies. Canada gets 16% of its energy from nuclear, with a projected increase under the current administration. Nuclear energy does much more good, or does it? Is nuclear power safe?
My name is Doug Briggy. I'm a professor at Tufts University School of Medicine in public health. My research is mostly in occupational environmental health, and in recent years, a lot of that has been environmental health, frankly. There was this whole idea of a nuclear renaissance and that they were going to build a lot of nuclear reactors. It hasn't happened. Instead, we see Japan have most of its reactors closed. Germany's closing down its reactors. Italy has decided not to pursue nuclear power. In the U.S. even, which has a large number of reactors, they're closing down a couple and they're building a couple. There's no great expansion of nuclear power, and that is driven more by economics than anything else.
With carbon taxes being implemented on Canadian citizens, many are hoping this helps fund the nuclear sector. Nick Findler is among them, as well as the CEO, Jordan Trimble, of the new firm where he works, Sky Harbor Resources.
Yeah, I mean, look, the mainstream media has given it a bad rap. You've seen, obviously, in particular in the last 30, 40 years, there's been two notable nuclear disasters. Fukushima is the one that is topical today because it happened recently at Chernobyl a few decades ago. But the reality of it is, as I said, it's CO2-free electricity. The new reactors coming online, these Generation 3 reactors, they're much larger. They consume more uranium. They're much, much safer, right? So we've come a long way. You got to remember these two, Chernobyl and Fukushima, these were Generation 1 reactors. Fukushima actually was supposed to be decommissioned 2 years before the disaster happened. And keep in mind that disaster, you had the tsunami, you had two backup generators that failed at the reactor that were supposed to flood the core to prevent the meltdown. So really it was, it was an unfortunate, obviously it was a disaster. It was very unfortunate. A lot of hard lessons learned for the industry. But going forward, again, in places like China and India, a huge issue there right now is pollution, right? I mean, if you look at some of the megacities in China, in particular Beijing, it can be a bright sunny day and 20 minutes later, you can barely see 20 feet in front of you because of the smog that comes in. People are literally choking on the air there. And so nuclear is going to be an important part of the solution. And if you just look last year at COP21 in Paris, nuclear has to be a part of that solution.
There's been three events in history that have been catastrophic, right? You've had Fukushima most recently, then you had Chernobyl and Three Mile Island, right? So these were all horrific events. But what's interesting is that, there's plane crashes and there's oil spills, and obviously you want to do whatever you can to avoid those disasters, right? But on a nuclear CO2-free, it's so abundant in energy, right? So you look at one barrel of uranium gives you the same amount of energy as 40,000 barrels of oil. So you look at a carbon footprint. The carbon footprint for nuclear is much less than wind, much less than solar, because the actual process of creating the windmills and the solar panels is actually not the cleanest process. So You know, the way that I look at it, in a utopian world, you probably have, you know, 30, 40, 50% nuclear and then the rest being renewables. But, you know, I think you look at a country like China, right, that's suffering huge pollution problems. They've put nuclear on the forefront of their plan. They've got 14 new reactors coming online just in China alone this year in 2017.
Obviously, nuclear power is a great idea in places like China and India. As for Canada, however, an increase is projected, and that may not be such a bad idea, so long as alternatives become just a little more mainstream as well. In Toronto, I'm Alexa Daddario.